issue, but we had started and then had some technical issues, so hopefully we're back up. So just to get everybody on the same page with me, if you're in 12radio.com, at top of the page on the left-hand side, you'll see the word chat. If you want to click on that, and then you can jump into our Facebook page. The second half of the show, I will be taking questions and getting you some answers from your angels. So if you want to click on that and join everyone in the Facebook page, that'd be great. And then I can get to your questions after the break. So what I'm doing this show is to catch everybody up. There's people that maybe have forgotten about me or people who've never heard me before. So I'm kind of give you a little reboot on who I am and how I came to be with Oh My Angels. So again, my name is Peggy. The name of this show is Oh My Angels. I'm an angel, intuitive, and angelic medium, and Reiki master. I have Yusui and Karuna Reiki masters. So every week when I do the show, the first half I'll be talking about whatever the angels have guided me to talk about, and then the second half I'll be giving readings. So you can pop in and ask a question, and we can get to it after the break. So my hope is that I can let you all know I'm not any more special than you are. We can all talk to the angels. We can all communicate with them. I thought you had to be pious. I thought you had to be definitely somebody different than me to be able to even get the angels to talk with you, even though I did communicate with them when I was younger. But I kind of getting ahead of myself here. We're kind of back up. But I am hoping that whatever I can communicate to you from the angels, you'll know that each and every one of us can get our messages from the angels whenever we need to. Just ask them and then be open to get the answer that you're looking for, or maybe you're not looking for, but they want you to have. So my show started with 12radio back in 2014, and how I started with 12radio as I started as a host, or I'm sorry, as an advisor on 12listen. And within, I think it was 30 days of doing readings for 12listen, I was invited by Mark Huston to join the 12radio group and have a radio show. And in all sincerity, I was going to say no. But before I had a chance to get my opinion across, the angels answered on the phone call, yes, I'll do it. So I had a major freak out that day, but that's exactly what happened. So anyhow, to kind of back up and let you know, when I was younger, I talked to the angels and talked to deceased loved ones, and I figured everybody did. And it wasn't until I think it was first or second grade, I was on the playground, and I'm of an age, they used to have those red dodgeballs, I think you know what I'm talking about, the kind that really stung when they hit you. And this little girl, I mean, she slammed the ball into me, she hit me with it, and it hurt really bad. And all I was supposed to be doing was picking up the balls to take in because recess was over. And her grandmother told me to go over and tell her to stop being mean, that she was raised better than that. So, of course, I did what I was told. And the little girl got very upset with me, and she said, you know, you don't know that from my grandma because my grandma's dead. And I'm like, well, yeah, I know that. And she just told me to tell you that. So needless to say, she starts crying, gets the teacher involved. Long story short, I got home, I got a spanking, and I got grounded. So I kind of shut that portion of my life down for a while because it didn't have great repercussions for me. So that kind of gives you a little background from when I was younger. And then when I was a teenager, my best friend had heard about this Reiki class, and new age thing. I'm like, oh yeah, that's cool, let's take it. So we took Reiki 1 and 2, and back then to get a master's, it cost over $10,000. So needless to say, I did not get the master's then. But I started using Reiki every day of my life. I just became second nature. And when I look back on that, I realized that it was second nature because I had used it before in a previous life. This is something that's not new to me this lifetime. It's just that I had to remember the process, okay? And again, I was still kind of keeping things close to the vest. I didn't really share a lot with a lot of people. People would come to me and, you know, get my opinion, quote unquote, of what I thought they should do. And I would just give them the answer, whatever came up. And, you know, I didn't label myself a psychic or an angel intuitive or whatever. I just did what I did. And again, there's some people And to this day, there still are some people when you tell them that you're a psychic or a medium or that you do readings, that it's like, ooh, And honestly, when I have some new clients in person and I can tell that they're new, they've never had a psychic reading before, and I'll ask them point blank, have you had a reading? And they'll say no. I'll pause for a minute, then I startle them, I'll go boo, and they'll jump, and I say, that's the worst thing that's gonna happen. And it really cuts through the ice and makes them relaxed, and we can just go on with the reading and getting them the information they need. But anyhow, after I got the Reiki 1 and 2, I just kept on going about my life and using Reiki with different people. And I saw a brochure. I think it was a maybe it was a Reiki magazine. And the centerfold of this magazine showed that you could get your Reiki masters over at Stonehenge. And I was like, oh my God, I've always wanted to go to Stonehenge. And I had vacation time coming, and I thought, screw it, I've never, I have all I've ever done is just work and go home, and raise my son, work and go home. That's it. So I thought, I'm gonna go. This is something, I'm being led to do, so I'm gonna do it. So I went and got my Usui Masters over at Stonehenge, and that was very, very, very powerful. And while I was there, I met a lady by the name of Kathy, and she and I became fast friends. She lives in Wales, and we're still in contact. The following year, they were offering Karuna Reiki Masters again at Stonehenge, and she invited me to come out a week ahead of time and get to see her country. So I got to see Wales, and while I was there, what's significant about going to Wales, again, me unwittingly or unknowingly was being guided along this path. I thought it was just my choices, but Lord knows, you'll see. I was definitely guided. So while I was over there, Kathy had a little women's group that met across the street from where she lived in this little chapel. And we were over there, and I sat during the meeting and visited with this really nice lady. I mean, we talked almost the entire meeting. And after it was over with, and we were back over at Kathy's house, I asked her, I said, who was that lady I was sitting there talking with? And she goes, I didn't see you talking to anybody. I said, yes. And I described her to a T. I said, I know that she gave her a ticket for the, to verify who was there. And Kathy counted it all up. And again, that extra ticket wasn't there, the lady wasn't there. But I was meant to meet this lady who still to this day, as far as I know, visits that church and shares her past life with people. So that evening at Kathy's house, I was shook up by what had happened. And so as I'm going to sleep, I hear a beautiful lullaby, like from a music box. And I thought, oh, that's Kathy just trying to calm me down and thinking this is good. So the next morning, I tell Kathy, I said, I really appreciate you playing that music box. It was just beautiful. She doesn't own a music box. So we were laughing about it, and she and I were laughing about angels, and because every picture we took when we were over in Wales, we had little orbs all over us, and especially all over me. I mean, there was like one picture to where I look like I'm just covered with them. And she goes, well, I guess you're being guided by the angels. And she goes, I'm not so sure I want that, want all this in my house. You take it with you when you leave. We were laughing about it. But needless to say, that's how they got my attention again. To get on my path. And so I'm going to get back from the UK and going about my business, my life, or whatever. Then I see an angel class in Houston. And I thought, okay, maybe that's what I'm supposed to be doing is working with angels. So I'm sitting in this classroom, and here's all these beautiful people. I mean, just really nice, friendly, outgoing, engaging individuals. And I didn't have a very high self-esteem at that time. I'd gone through two divorces, and I was a truck driver at one point. I can cuss like a sailor. I haven't had the best habits when I was younger. So I'm thinking, what the heck am I doing here with these group of people who are getting ready to talk to angels? This is just plain ridiculous. There's no way these angels are going to communicate with me, with the lifestyle I've lived, the things I've done. And the teacher was teaching, and I remember just, I had to know if I just needed to get up and leave the class immediately, or if I was, or if I needed to stay. So I raised my hand, and the teacher called on me, and I said, "I just have one question." And I said, "How in the world are the angels going to want to talk to somebody like me?" And the teacher in the classroom busted out laughing. And I started to get real upset, and the instructor said, "Peggy, it doesn't matter what you've done. You don't have to be an angel to talk with angels." And that one statement cleared all doubt. And it was just, the light switch came on. I knew what my purpose in life is supposed to be, and that's to, communicate with the angels, give people the answers that they're looking for, try to help them, and to help with those from the other side to communicate with their loved ones on this side. And it was so, I mean, I cried. I mean, I literally cried. I can still remember. It was just like, wow, finally, finally. And to know that I'm okay with who I am, to be able to connect, that it's okay. And that took all the responsibility off me. You know what I'm saying? To where it was like, okay, I'm not any better than anybody else, and nobody else is better than me. And I just go with what I'm given and just go from there. And but it gave me permission to be myself. And it was so freeing. And so again, that I was living in Kansas at the time, and I had my dad and my stepmom both in a nursing home. They both had Alzheimer's, and I had a good friend of mine who I worked with. I just loved her dearly, and she got cancer, and she passed. I was there with her when she passed. I was there with my son's dad passed, and I was there with my dad and my stepmom when they passed. So it was like, why am I having to go through all this? I had what I thought was a friend of mine for, over 13 years. She stepped away from the friendship, or I stepped away from the friendship. All these things were happening because I had opened myself up to raise my vibration, to be able to take on the responsibility of trying to be a clear channel for the messages coming through for me to other people. And trust me, when you do Reiki or energy work, or when you start communicating with those on the other side or with the angels, people who don't have your highest good, they can't stay in your life. It's like they just fall away. I've had people just tell me point blank, it creeped them out, the fact that I could talk to those on the other side, or that the angels would come through me to give somebody a message. They just thought that was, it's kind of devil's work, right? And I just had to learn to accept the fact that, that was their problem. It was not mine, nor was it it wasn't my belief system. And but again, it's a battle you do with yourself when you're growing and changing, and when you know what's right for you. And again, this is my calling, and I know it is. And I'm every day, I thank God and the angels. Thank you for allowing me to be open enough to receive the messages, and to be able to help those on this side. But because it to me, it's a huge responsibility, but more than that, it's a blessing. I love being able to communicate with those on the other side when they're trying to get their loved one on this side who's, in the depression of losing their loved one, who desperately needing an answer. They need to know their loved one made it to the other side okay, or they're just frustrated, and they want the angels to help guide them. They're asking for guidance. And the thing about it is that people sometimes forget the angels will help you any way that they can, but it's your responsibility to ask for help. They cannot interfere without your asking them to help. So you have to ask, but then the second step is you have to be willing to listen for the answer. And sometimes, you'll hear it, sometimes you'll see a message, sometimes, a coincidence will happen, but you'll know that that's an answer to the question that you've had. But so that happened, all that happened, and my dad and my stepmom passed away, and I missed my son and granddaughter so horribly. So I quit my job here in Kansas, and I went out to Arizona. And the first year I played, I hadn't had a vacation or time off from work in forever. So I took a year off from work, And I traveled, like, you know, I went to Italy. I did an Alaskan cruise. I had fun. I took some classes. You know, there's always one more class I was going to take. But I kept getting the message, enough with the classes. It's time to get this show on the road. And I was like, oh, okay. So, you know, I had all these angel decks, you know, angel card decks, and I was all excited and I was hyped up and I was headed to the show to give my angel card readings. And I hear Archangel Michael tell me, no cards today. And talk about panic. I'm like, what? What do you mean, no cards? This is the only way I can do it. And the response was, no. If you continually to use the cards instead of just being quiet and listen to the, you know, the things we're giving you, then we're going to shut it down. Oh my gosh, I was scared, and I kept hearing, just stay in faith. You've got this. So on the way here, I'm arguing with Archangel Michael, right? And I'm saying, you know what? If I get there and the readings I give these customers are not right and they're telling me it's horrible, I'm going to blame it all on you. I mean, I just had an attitude. And I did it without the cards. I mean, I would sit and they'd ask a question, I'd give them an answer, and then I'd pull a card and the card would verify what I just said. So, and you know, I heard Archangel and Michael and my other guides laugh. I'm like, okay, we'll let that slide, but next time don't even bring the cards with you. Now, granted, there's some people that don't want a reading without a card to back it up, but they were trying to teach me a lesson here that I needed to trust and have faith in my ability to listen to the information they were giving me and trust that when I gave whatever answer to the client, that the client needed that particular information, whether it made sense to the client at that point in time or not. And I point blank had customers tell me at some of these shows, well, that's not the answer I wanted to hear. And I tell people point blank, I want you to ask a question where I can tune into you, and I guarantee you'll get an answer. But I can't guarantee you that you're going to hear the answer you want to hear, because it doesn't work that way. You know, I don't blow smoke. I don't make something up because I can tell that you don't like the answer I'm giving you. I don't do that. It is what it is. You know, some people are really soft-spoken and can, maybe they're just more politically correct than I am, but I don't like to waste anybody's time. I feel like when they're drawn to me, they want somebody who's going to tell them the truth and who's going to give them whatever answer comes through, even if it doesn't make sense. So that's how I do the readings, and that's how I kind of got started with that. Well, then I was referred to One to Listen, and I went through a very vigorous hiring phase, and they hired me. I was so excited, and in fact, my start date was April 1st, which was April Fool's Day, but it was also my grandmother, who was highly psychic. It's her birthday. So to me, it was very significant. And then May, the first Memorial Day in 2014, is when I had my first Oh My Angels radio show. So I was super stoked. I mean, there's no such thing as coincidences as far as I believe. So I continued on with Oh My Angels, loved it. And a lot of you seem to like it, the ones who've been with One to Listen and One to Radio for a while. But I started through 2020 was not my year, which was it wasn't a lot of people's years. But to put it in a snapshot, if you will, I got COVID and was released from the hospital that Monday, and then sometime that week they announced that we had a COVID infection that was hitting all over and that people were dying from it. And I had, you know, had just spent the past previous 5 days in the hospital with everybody gloved up on the ward. So that was very scary. I had to wear a mask for at work for a while. At the same time, I had gotten promoted, and this company I was working for was not, it was not for my highest good. I learned a lot of lessons there, but it really took its toll. But again, that was end of January, 1st of February, somewhere right in there. And then in August, first part of August, I got the shingles, which I'd never had the shingles. And this will be a public service announcement. If you're of the age group that you can get shingles, get the dang shot before you ever get shingles. It's not anything I would wish on anybody. not even my worst enemy. That is extremely painful. I was at the point, I was just praying to God that he would just take me, because I just didn't think I could take it. Well, and then on September 9th, which is Yogi's birthday, I was playing with him, and I went to kick his ball, and he got underneath my foot, and I was afraid I was going to step on him, and I lost balance, and I fell on my tailbone. So I thought, oh my gosh. So that went on for 2 or 3 weeks to where I was hurting so bad I couldn't see straight, plus dealing with a new boss at work. I mean, things were just not going very well. And so I finally went to the emergency room, and, you know, they went through, you know, it was a bruised tailbone, blah, blah, blah. When's the last time you had a physical? And I said, oh, well, that was, you know, 2013 when I left Kansas. So they said, well, it's time to get, you know, in for a physical. And I thought, okay, well, maybe this was my sign to get to a physical. So I went and had a physical done, and a week later, I get a call saying that my mammogram came back not looking good, and they wanted to do a biopsy. So I had a biopsy and got called back in. I got called on the phone, Facebook. It was one of the first initial chats where you talk with them over the laptop. So they told me over the laptop that I had breast cancer. And that does a lot to you. For those of you who don't know anybody that's been through cancer, trust me when I tell you, it changes you and everybody around you. Maybe it's just a person with cancer, it changes so much. I'm definitely not the same person I was before I got that phone call. And a month later, I had a double mastectomy. So that's how I started and ended 2020. So my focus, obviously, wasn't on Oh My Angels, my radio show. I went through a pity party, and then I got pissed at the universe, and then I got defiant and said, this is not how I'm going out. So whatever you got for me, bring it on, but I'm not going out this way. You know, I don't have my happily ever after, so I'm not going. But again, my mind and my energy wasn't focused on the radio show. I mean, I did a lot of shows during that time to help women that were going through cancer, what to expect, the feelings and stuff, emotions I went through, the questions they need to ask, things that their friends could do for them that, you know, you don't even think about doing. Nobody tells you these things. So I think I was very helpful then. But after that, I just started feeling like I wasn't helping anybody, that I just, you know, that my, I just needed to shut down the show. So I took a break from it. And then I went from living in Phoenix to move up to, I was going to come back to Kansas at the time, and my granddaughter said, no, Nina, I want you here in Flagstaff. So I moved to Flagstaff. I was up there for a year. And during that year, I brought back All My Angels for a little while, but I just couldn't, I just heard all the time. I was in pain. I was suffering a little bit from depression, and I just wanted to come home to Kansas. So last June, a year ago June, I moved from Flagstaff back to Kansas, and I finally found a doctor here that found out what was wrong with me and why I was in so much pain, and that was with, I needed a hip replacement. And I tried to do the show with Kay, which she's now doing with Maureen. But I couldn't sit for that long a period of time or to focus on anything. It was just like having a monkey mind, but in so much pain I couldn't see straight. So this past June, 2024, I had a hip replacement. And from the moment I woke up out of surgery, I knew my life had changed again. For the first time in I don't know how long, I didn't hurt. And things became more focused, and I had talked to Mark about maybe coming back with one with my Oh My Angels, but I wasn't sure that that's what I was going to do. And I thought, no, you know, I shouldn't do that. But I kept getting a push. Well, then Mark sent me an email and said that Kat was going to be moving from Tuesday over to Monday, and that 8 o'clock slot was open. Did I want it? And at first I said no. And then, you know, of course the angel stepped in and said, Peggy, it's time. It's time you get back out there. So that's what has led me back here. And I should have been last week, but then I got COVID. And I was still going to go on, but I really did sound like a Kermit the Frog with a cold. It was really bad. So Mark suggested I postpone it till today. So that's how I came to be here today on today's show. So, and the things I've told you about my past, and, you know, I've been through abuse. I've been through, you know, all these sicknesses and all this stuff that happened later on in life. But, and I didn't tell anybody any of these stories to make anybody feel sad or, you know, angry on my behalf. I really feel like everything I've gone through, I went through so that I could help others. You know, I could sit here and totally feel sorry for myself, but it's just a waste of time. You know, did I enjoy those things I went through? No, but did I learn from them? Absolutely. And if you can be in gratitude for things that come your way, and look at them as opportunities to learn from and to be able to help, you know, someone else who's maybe discouraged or depressed or whatever, and you can let them know, hey, look what I went through. I went through it and I made it. You can make it through there too, and there's people here to help. So that's the reason that I do the show that I do. So hopefully that caught everybody up. Give me just a second here. I need to jump over and make sure I've got everything coming up okay. And then we're going to be taking a quick break here. Let's see. Bear with me 1 second here. I told Jay it was going to take me a little bit to get back into the groove of these things, so bear with me 1 second. Let's see here. There's a lot of people in the chat room, so we're going to go ahead and go to break. Be gone just a couple of minutes or so, and then we'll be back, and I'll jump in the chat room, and we'll try to get you some answers to your questions, okay? So we'll be back in five. Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Peggy with Oh My Angels here on 1-2 Radio. Okay, this part of the show, I see we got people in the chat room, but also if you have a question that you want the angels to answer, if you want to type in your question there, we can get that taken care of for you. And also, I want to take a minute again to say thank you all for hanging in here with us, because as we started, we had a little bit of technical issue. Jay blamed it on his computer, but I think it was something on my end that I hadn't done right. So you'll have to bear with me as I have to relearn some of this stuff, you know. It's been a minute or two. So jumping into the chat room here, Pamela Snow is here. She says, so happy to hear you back on the airwaves, Peggy. Thanks, Pamela. It's so nice to be back. I really missed everyone. But again, I think at the time I just needed the mental break. I didn't feel like I was really helping with the stories that I was sharing. And but again, I think that was just, you know, everything happens for a reason. I feel upbeat and positive. I'm happy where I'm at. And again, divine timing that Kat moved over to Mondays and she follows Mark Husson now on Mondays, and that I get to start the lineup on Tuesdays. To me, it's a real blessing to do that. And before I forget it too, once this show's done with, I really appreciate if you guys want to just stay tuned and listen to C.A. Brooks. She has Everyday Astrology, and she's just amazing. So hopefully you'll just stay tuned and go from my show right into hers. It's definitely something I highly encourage. Geraldine's in the house. She says, good morning, Peggy. Welcome back. XOXO. And right back to you, Geraldine. Again, I am so excited. I appreciate you guys showing back up for me and being here. And I look forward to the coming weeks. I would see, you know, with these angels and my relationship, you never know where they're going to take me, what messages they're going to have me talk about. Let's see. And Quelly, hi. You're just such a sweetheart. You listened to Oh My Angels before, and you listened to me over at Strands of Wisdom with Kay. And I know that you've been on her show since then as well. So it's so nice of you to show up. I really appreciate it. She says, blessings, Peg, Jay, and Peggy, Jay, and 1-2 fam. So happy you're back, Peggy, and well. So thank you. It's nice to feel well. And let's see. My dear friend, Michelle Hendricks, is in the space. I met Michelle. She's from Kansas City area, but I met her when I moved to Phoenix, Arizona, and she was my neighbor. And so we've stayed friends since 2013. So she's a real sweetheart. So thanks, Michelle, for showing up. I really certainly appreciate it. And then Tara Elizabeth Holloway sent a beautiful meme with an angel on there. Thank you so much. It's really pretty. Maureen is here. She says, sending you a big hug and so much love, my friend. And Maureen, thank you so much for being here. And again, I know you're not new to 1-2 radio at all, and you're definitely not new to Oh My Angels. So thank you for your support and showing up. Means the world to me. And Lynn Goldberg says, we can blame Mercury in retrograde, right? She goes, Mark gives us permission. And Pam says, yes, he did. Yes, absolutely. Blame Mercury in retrograde. But, you know, the interesting thing, I had listened to Kat's show a couple of weeks ago, maybe last week, and she was talking about Mercury being in retrograde, and she used a bunch of words that starts with R-E, like rewind, reevaluate, review, and my last name is R-E, starts with R-E. So I was like, okay, again, everything happens for a reason. You know, I was originally supposed to start last week, and Mercury, I don't think Mercury had started retrograde, but maybe it did, but it felt right, because this is a reboot of Oh My Angels, and it brings me back. It brings me back home. You know, I feel like I had gotten off track, and I had let others' opinions of me matter more than what I knew to be true. And that was something, a life lesson that I needed to work through thank God that lesson's over with. That's not to say it won't pop its ugly head from time to time, but now I have the right answers. I know my strengths. I know my weaknesses. And I know that no matter what's going on in my life, the angels are there for me, just like they're there for you. I think I forgot that the main lessons with working with the angels is, you know, they'll help anytime, any way that they can. But you, A, have to remember to ask them. And then B, you have to pay attention and wait for the answer. And you have to accept you have to accept the answer when it comes to. That's a good one too. It's nice to sometimes to say, oh no, no, I didn't hear that. I'm sure I didn't hear that. I'm sure that's not what they meant. But then they turn right around and do something exactly the same again to where it's like, okay, yeah, okay, I got that answer wrong for myself. I need to pay attention. And this is what I need to do. Like I said, my first instinct was to say no with bringing back all my angels. But the minute I told Mark no, I was back on the phone with him saying, yes, I do want it. I'm sorry. You know, because that's what is being guided to do. So again, I'm trying to follow the directions that I'm being led. Sometimes my humanness gets in the way and I have to take a breath and reconnect. So I'm just a work in progress. That's all I can tell you. Pamela says, wow, what an amazing life that you have led. I can't wait to see what you do next, Peggy. Well, you know, you just never know. And I think that's part of the fun of it now is the fact that now I'm out of pain. You know, you guys, if they tell you you need a hip replacement, you need to go get that bad boy taken care of because it's amazing. I feel so much better. Now it's getting my body back into movement again, and it just feels so right. And taking on the show again is movement in the right direction. This is the love of my life is doing the readings and this radio show. And I'm sure there's days it's just going to be maybe not the best show you've ever listened to. But the whole intent with the radio show to let you know is I'm hoping in some way, somehow, whatever messages that I give out or whatever I'm led to talk about, it will, that you can be, you take something away from it that will help improve what's going on in your life or give you maybe a different way of looking at things to where you can get outside of your own maybe sadness or grief or depression to where you can say, you know what, this is not so bad, you know. I've had people ask me, how did you made it through all this? And my instant response was, I didn't know I had a choice. So it is what it is. I'm grateful. I truly am blessed. I mean, I've been through hell and back, but I've survived. And again, I feel blessed that I can help others. That's definitely my goal. So, but yes, Pam, it's interesting. I get excited every morning. Like, okay, where are you going to take me today? What's the lead story for today's date, right? And again, I think there's no such thing as coincidence. I think that I definitely needed to reboot the show during Mercury retrograde. And there's things here that we can be, you know, we can let go of. I don't think that every show is going to be something that I've lived through myself to be able to share. There's things that are going on in our country right now that can be very, can overload you. And all I ask people to think about when it comes with this election year, all I can ask and really pray that people will vote with their heart. You don't have to vote by party. Vote with your heart of who do you think is going to lead the country in the direction that you want? Who's going to take care of women's rights? You know, I have a granddaughter, and I want to make sure that whatever happens with the country, that she's going to be okay. And, you know, and I've got a lot of people who want to hate this person and want to hate that one, and, you know, they can't like this person anymore because of their political views or whatever. And I look at it from the standpoint, are they good-hearted people? Do they mean well? You know, what's going on here? Whatever your political beliefs are, if you're not hurting anyway and you're not harming anyone and you're not threatening anyone, you know, let the anger and the hate and the prejudice and the let's let all that go away, you know. No matter what religion you are, I mean, every religion I've checked into or been to or whatever, the basis is supposed to be all about love. And so let's get back to love. Let's, you know, let's get back to kindness. Let's, you know, start challenging each other again. Let's see how many, if you can go 31 days of doing something kind to someone else, you know, maybe we'll start that next week or something. Maybe we'll talk about that. But that's the whole thing this election year. I want people to be nice. Just be kind and be nice and do what's best for, you know, not only yourself, but for your neighbors and for, you know, the single mom out there with two or three kids that she's trying to take care of, or the people who've lost their job and now they're homeless. And, you know, let's get back to being a caring nation, you know, a caring people. Because to me, there's more love than hate any single day of the week. Sometimes, yes, we have to dig a little deeper, but you know what? It's there. It's definitely there. So, okay, let me get this refreshed here. And sometimes I get on my little tantrum, so you guys have to, or what do they call it, tirades or whatever. So you have to kind of bring me back and say, Peggy, just breathe, you know? That was one of the favorite things or most irritating things when I was younger growing up and trying my spirituality and doing what, you know, what was right at work, right? Being the best boss, being the best employee, being all that and stressing myself out and believing everything that people said about me, you know, that no, you're not good enough. You know, who are you? You know, you don't have a college education, you don't have this, you're not good enough to be that, whatever. And I, you know, I believed them. And once you shake off everybody else's opinion of you, you've got to learn to, you've really got to learn how to like yourself and love yourself. And from there, anything's possible. You know, and I had a friend recently remind me of something that I had grown up with, is the fact that God doesn't make mistakes, right? So you are who you are. Can you improve? Absolutely. But at the core of you're God's child. You know, the universe's child, however you want to look at it. And we're all here to learn about love and to be love. So as long as we can stay focused on that, I think we'll do okay. And again, that's not to say I don't have good days and bad days and you know, I can get pissed off at people, and but the difference now, because this just recently happened, when I was younger and I get pissed off at somebody, I mean, I would just rant and rave and just hold a grudge and think bad about them and blah, blah, blah. But now I got very angry at somebody recently, and I still feel like I had just cause in getting angry, but I gave myself a week to calm down. I spoke with this individual, told them why I was angry, and then I let it go. And now I'm done with that, the whole situation and that person. Because to have anger in my body doesn't feel good anymore. You know, when I was younger, maybe it gave me a boost. I don't know what it did, but I don't like that feeling. I don't like to talk ugly about somebody. I don't like to have that anger in my body. It makes me really kind of sick to my stomach, to tell you the truth. So, but again, I'm not perfect. So, and I don't want anybody to think that, oh, you know, Peggy's on a high horse and she thinks she's better, because I'm not. I'm just like anybody else. You know, I have good days and bad days, but I love what I'm doing. And I feel blessed that I've learned how to pay attention. And also, when I'm doing readings, to totally let go of ego and it's whatever comes through, you know? So, hopefully, this will be a good opportunity for you guys to share with me, or if you have questions and you want answers, you can do so, and we can do that. Okay, we're just about out of time, so again, I want to remind you to stay on the line or stay on into Winter Radio, and I'll be followed up by Everyday Astrology with C.A. Brooks, and she's just amazing. She puts astrology in everyday terminology that somebody like me who doesn't understand astrology can to get my answers. So hopefully you'll stay tuned for that. I hope that you'll come back next Tuesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Central, and 11 a.m. Eastern Time to Oh My Angels here on Winter Radio. So until next week, I'm sending each and every one of you blessings, light, love, and angel hugs. Thank you so much. Have a good day.